Hello and welcome to Crafty Hands Club podcast. I am your host, Carice Jefferson. This podcast talks candidly about all things jewelry making, including tips, techniques, trends, the latest industry news, traditions, self-care, and more. If you're listening for the first time, please subscribe to receive latest episode alerts. Crafty Hands Club can also be found on various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and YouTube. Feel free to like, follow, or subscribe at any time. Hello, this is a short podcast episode, and today I'm going to talk to you about my thoughts on jewelry customization and clearancing. And you're probably sitting to yourself like, what? Well, what led me to do a podcast about this is because recently, in the last couple of months, I've been seeing people that have no interest in learning how to make jewelry, but they see some pretty beads. And that's whether they go to a store, estate sale, thrift store, whatever, and they buy them, and then they find people who they know that make jewelry or offer jewelry making services in a craft supply store, and they take it there and they ask for a piece to be made. So in this episode, I'm going to break down the difference between the two, because I've heard customers say that's part of getting custom jewelry made. And in some ways, it's a similarity, but it's not the same. So let me first talk about customized jewelry. Over the last couple of years, more and more people, and this is not just targeted towards a particular generation, but in general, more people are open to having customized jewelry. And the reason why is because self-identification is important to a lot of people. Everybody wants to set themselves apart in some type of way. Everyone wants to be heard. Everyone wants to make a statement. And so one of the best ways to make a statement is through your fashion accessories. And so customization, however, is there's a store, Alex and Ani, and they do some customizations with their bangles. Now, there's other ways to customize your jewelry. It can be based around a favorite color, based around zodiac sign, based on a particular date, right? Like a graduation date, a promotion date, wedding date, date you became a mom for the first time, date that someone near and dear to you might have passed away. There's all type of special dates out there. So some people get jewelry customized based on religious beliefs. You know, if they want a favorite verse or some type of symbolic meaning to their life, they go ahead and get jewelry customized. Customization may not always be a sentimental moment, but it can be due to allergic reactions. Like, everybody can't wear different metals. So if you're allergic to brass, you would work with copper instead. If you are not a person that likes larger beads on something, you might get the same design using smaller beads. So those are just some examples of customization in the handmade sector. Now, many years ago, jewelry customization was basically set aside for the fine jewelry. And I'm talking about engagement rings, wedding rings, different bracelets and so forth. And it was, in a nutshell, set aside for high net worth individuals, you know, people who had thousands and millions of dollars to have things done with a colored diamond or a specific cut diamond, a use platinum or gold, white gold, silver, sapphire, and the list just goes on and on and on. So customization of jewelry is not a new thing. It just have became popular over the last years in the handmade sector because, again, more and more people are looking for the handmade factor, but they don't want to wear jewelry that when they walk into the room, 50 more other people are going to be wearing the same thing. So that's jewelry customization. Okay. Now, clearancing to me comes in where, again, someone with no interest, they buy supplies and materials and they say, hey, can you make it for me? Now, there are some jewelry artists that will take them up on that offer. Some not only take you up on that offer, but will definitely charge a higher price point versus if you would have made it yourself. And then there are some people in the handmade DIY space that just flat out refuse. And I understand it on both ends. Well, in this case, all ends. But the reason why I'm going to tap into why some artists refuse it is because there's many factors involved. Number one, if you bring items to a person to make, then it may be something that the artist never worked with before, or you might have gathered a lot of supplies and materials that just don't go together. So not all supplies are created equal. So for instance, if you want to have a special pearl necklace and it's symbolic and it tells a story, where pearls are not strong on everything, they're strong on strings, and then it's not strong on every kind of wire. So if you go and you buy stuff that doesn't go together, make sense, then the jewelry artist isn't going to make that item and then mess up their brand and their reputation. So that's one reason why some people flat out deny it. Another reason is it kind of cuts into the person's creative process a little bit. So even with customization, like if you come to me and you sit down and you say, okay, Carice, I'm looking to get my mother something made for Mother's Day. These are her favorite colors. This is what she likes. This, that, and the other. Okay, you have given me some type of story that I could work with to create the piece. But then when you're bringing me a picture from whatever you saw online, and then you bring these supplies, then that cuts into the creativity. What if it's not a medium that I'm not that good at? Take your money in that case, be me unethical, and then I wouldn't know what to really. To learn more about Crafty Hands Club, please visit our website, www.craftyhandsclub.com. Thank you for listening to the Crafty Hands Club podcast. Come back and join us next week.